If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Oh, Sue might figure out this weekend if she's in the circle of trust.
I know. So here's what's going on. Tom and I are flying down to Florida. Our youngest daughter, Emma, lives in Orlando, and her boyfriend is from Orlando. His parents are down there. So while we're down there, we're going to meet the parents.
For the very first time.
Now, her boyfriend, we've met many times. He's been up here. He's, you know, been on vacation with us. They've been dating a little over a year now. But it's to that point, and I'm like, oh. And Emma's like, oh, so we're going to go out to dinner with them Saturday night, and you're going to meet the parents. And I was like, Kendra, what do I do? What do I wear? What do I say? What are some conversation starters?
It's tough. Has she met them?
Yes, she lives in Orlando and they live in a suburb of Orlando. So they go over there for dinner all the time. And yes, she knows that, like, they both know the two parents really well, but the two parents have never met. So it's just that, like,
oh, it's awkward.
It's
hard because it's your daughter. You know, you want to all get along. That's the hope, right?
But, and I think it'll go fine, but it's those first, like, 5 or 10 minutes when you're kind of feeling each other out. Like, are they just, like, chill and we can just talk?
Yeah, it's the first impression.
Or are they more formal?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I wear? It's supposed to be, like, 80 degrees down there. And I'm like, do I wear a little cute sundress or do I just wear, like, a little skirt and a top?
It's a hard balance because you don't want to overdo it and look like you're super high maintenance, but you also don't want to look like a slob.
Correct.
And, you know, the first impression, the visuals that everybody for a quick second is judging, which is terrible, but it's, you know, human beings. This is what we do.
And then you always think, like, how is the conversation going to go? Like, I already know it's going to be like, so Emma tells us, you know, you're on the radio. I'm like, oh, please, no.
I know. Then Tom will be like, yep, we know.
Yeah,
we know.
So I just want our listeners to help me with, like, just some do's and don'ts and maybe some conversation starters, or if you have ideas of, like, wardrobe options so I look like exactly middle of the road. Like, not, I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard, but I also want to look really nice.
It's kind of like the more you know segment, where it's like the 5 quick tips to get into a conversation successfully.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what you need right now.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there, when you had to meet your daughter or son's boyfriend's parents or whatever, you know, call us.
They all know what I mean. Yeah. There's that feeling that you're like, oh, this is going to be.
And it's also, you're flying there, so it's not like you're going down the street where they're, you know, they're local and it's here and it's easy that if you can change your mind about outfits and clothing. You're flying somewhere, so whatever I bring
is what you bring. And that's also making me panic because I have to pack. We're leaving
Thursday.
Well,
you always look nice. I'm not worried about your clothes. You always look great, but
I'm worried about the conversation's
tough because then how do you keep it going? What if they're short answer people?
That's what I'm worried about.
What if they don't continue the conversation? They're just yes, no, sure, good.
Right.
You know, then what do you do?
What if they're like really formal and they're like not, or they don't laugh a lot, or like, can I order 2 glasses of wine, can I only have 1 glass of wine, or I'll look like a...
That's another whole area.
What if they're like, oh, no. So help me, listeners. Just like, come on, call me. I don't care what you've got, whatever you've got. Tell me, like, what I should wear, what I should talk about. Should I order alcohol, not order? Like, what do I do? Do I take my cues from them? Call now, 617-655-1067. Sue meets the parents.